It's time for the Giz Whiz with Maz Mattis writer Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2086, recorded Thursday, April 2nd, 2026. Traffic buoy. On this episode of the Giz Whiz, Diggity goes to a new car show to see some old cars. We have a first ever two-in-one gadget video. Maybe not the first ever. We also have a brand new theme for the crappy corner, and Mo has a what the heck is it that maybe we'll figure out. All next on the Giz Whiz!
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the Giz Whiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
Under pathology.
Rows and rows of USBs growing blue LEDs. Get ready for the Giz Whiz now.
Now!
And here he is, our boogiest host, Dick DiBartolo. How you doing, Diggy D?
I'm doing good, sir. And you?
Doing good. Doing good. Yesterday was April 1st. Did you fall for anything?
Just one. There's an improv group called Broadway's Next Hit Musical, where four people, you create crazy song titles, and they pick one, and then the audience votes on which one is the funniest, and then they have to create a show writing all the lyrics and everything using these crazy things. And they're fun, and they do them like four times a year. Well, yesterday, Broadway's Next Hit Musical, our newest show, opening... It's political. Opening at the Trump Kennedy Center.
Right.
And I thought, what? What? And I thought, and I clicked on it and it said, of course, it's April Fool's. We're opening at the Triad. And I thought, oh, I forgot it was April 1st.
That's pretty funny. That is pretty funny. The one that got me was... was Krispy Kreme. Krispy Kreme has been coming out with all these different flavors of different things. There was recently the SLS launch here in Florida yesterday. And they have like SLS, like donuts and things like this. And so I followed them on Instagram to see like what are the flavors that might come up next. This one completely... completely got me. And I was sitting there going, oh, I thought this was just like, you know, a donut that shaped like a pickle until you kind of scroll in.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Boy, that's elaborate.
There is a pickle inside of the donut. And at that frame, I went, oh my word, what is happening? This can't be real. This cannot be real.
Oh, that's very funny. Oh, yeah. That's very funny.
So that's the one that got me was the pickle.
Boy, that is a well done.
In a donut. Yeah, yeah. I took it hook, line, and sinker up until I saw the pickle. Quick update on my dog, Charlie. I told y'all last episode that he was undergoing surgery. It went well. It went great, actually. It's still devastating, but the surgery went well. He's actually right here in front of me doing fantastic.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so he's doing good. And so, yeah, the recovery will begin for my now three-legged friend.
Oh my God.
And so yeah, he's doing good. And big thank you to OMG Mom and OMG Dad for helping me with everything. They've been a humongous help. Everyone around us, the whole family and all our friends, they've been sending him gifts and things like that. And,
oh, that's great.
And supporting in a whole bunch of ways. So it's been fantastic.
Super. I'm thrilled to hear it.
Yeah,
thrilled
it's been
to hear
really,
it.
Really great. So so yeah, a little update on that. With that, excellent. The new excellent. Auto show.
Yes, the New York International Auto Show.
Now, wait a second. You've never owned a car. What gives you the credentials? No.
Well, it's very funny because you'll see I cover that in this video. So take
Here
a peek.
We go to the new auto show. And it's loading. Sorry. These cars may be a little slow. Here they go.
All right. It's the New York Auto Show. And you've heard it 1,000 times, but for the two people who may not have heard it, I have never, ever owned a car in my life. But I owned 26 boats over almost 50 years. So I'm not really totally at home at a car show. I think it's harkens back to the first time. It was ABC. They sent me down to get some info on the first electric car. And, you know, I had the demo with the car. And I asked the price. And then I said, and then is like 30 miles the longest extension cord you can get with this? And when the laughter stopped, I realized I shouldn't be covering car shows. Okay, so anyway, Larry Gerson was going to be here, but he had a family emergency. But he said, Dick, skip the cars and go down to the lower level because there's some fun things down there. So that's what we're going to do. Strange thing about the auto show, there are no accessory booths. You know, at a...
Oh, wow.
At a boat show, there are floors of marine accessories.
Yeah, where's
the car show? It's
DIN drive stuff or...
You know, New York City does have a budget problem. So these are the new fire trucks.
Oh, no.
The budget problems in New York. They just ordered. Okay.
They're economical. They don't need AC.
They'll be put in use by the end of the summer. I just hope. I live in a brick building. I know the chat room is a fan of old cars. This is a Chevrolet. Okay, it doesn't give a year. We'll just walk down this aisle.
The lower floor.
You can look at it, but you can't lean. No, don't lean. This, I have no idea what this is. Wow. I guess it's an 8 rows car. I guess they don't use horses.
Even the lower floor is open. No one really goes down there until the public comes in.
Oh my gosh, look at this.
Maybe chat room. Did anybody know?
When I was a kid, my father bought a Hudson. I don't know if this is a Hudson or not, but whatever it is, the chat room will be. Oh, you can come in and get lunch. Wow. You know, the spotlights overhead are killing the paint jobs on these guys. Oh, look at this. Wow.
Oh, Mercury?
Some neat stuff here. All right.
Thank you, Matt.
I'll do one more. Walk down one more lane here. Oh, convertible. Wow.
This guy, look at you. There's LEDs with a clear hood. Corvette. Is that a Corvette, I guess?
Oh, I'm going to do one more car down here.
This last car, how can that go over a railroad crossing?
Boy, how do you get that over railroad tracks? Again, no names on anything, but talk about
a lot of them will go up.
Car.
They'll have like airbags that'll allow them to rise.
And then
road.
Okay.
More New York City style. You could probably get a parking space that might fit that. You know, weirdly, there's no signage up, but we'll take a look at this anyway because it's interesting. There's a solar panel, And then you have your, this almost looks like the kind of thing we saw at the boat show, where you can have a standalone fireplace. I guess this is propane. And then this van.
Whoa!
I'm not quite sure why
a tent on top of the
roof. The tent is on the roof.
A little bit dull, isn't it? And then that slides out in
the back.
I'll
talk about that.
And there's cooking. I see a propane tank. I was mistaken about no accessories. It looks like you can get auto plates made here at the show. Lots of choices. Oh, my gosh. And also there's one other booth. You have the paperwork. Where you can get flags and hubcaps. So there are accessories. They're still setting up. This is just press day.
Cars don't even have take hubcaps anymore, right?
Kinda.
And
a lot of them have covers.
And
cars. Like my Tesla does.
And as I said, still setting up.
Oh, we were down there to see something new from Honda.
Okay, we're down on the test track where Honda's introducing the Fast Pass. I think it's the Fast Pass. So some deluxe.
You had to be down there at 1:30 in order to see it.
2027 vehicle. Okay, we're going around. We're going to see the crowd looking for. What?
That's it?
What? Is this?
I was expecting
a vehicle.
Inside the box, we have the opportunity to
Oh my gosh! What a strange.
What we have here is a shelf.
What a strange.
That folds up in a way.
The fast port. This is it.
Particular customer is provided.
You know, at the price of gas, this may actually be.
So Matt's going to do his best impersonation of the delivery driver here. He's on a time clock.
Whoa!
There she goes off into the distance. So it's a real thing, and I spoke to the guy, and he said, you know, it's business to business. And he said, probably. I said, how much? Well, what would you guess be for something like that?
Expensive, because it seems so purpose-built. I would say $15,000? $15,000?
Yeah, yeah. I thought as much as 20. Mid, he said, around $25,000.
Ah, so we're both wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, it's insanely intriguing. What it instantly reminded me of is... you know, random stuff I see on YouTube is this guy who used a USPS mail thing on train tracks.
On train tracks?
Yes. And went camping, basically, on them. Oh, my gosh. I hate that there's no way to find... you know, things that hit my algorithm.
Scooter X will find it.
Yeah, I found it. Oh my gosh.
Oh, okay.
So
excited. Okay.
So this guy, let's bring here. I just want you to be able to see his channel and everything. He has this crazy vehicle thing. I'm trying to find a moment when he really shows.
I'm deep in the mountains with my rail bike camper.
Oh my
god. For the next 2 days, we're going to be exploring this abandoned railroad. There should be tunnels, trestles, and there's definitely going to be a lot of downed trees. I've never been here, so I don't know what to expect.
Yeah.
What I do know is it's about to get dark because it took me all day to get back here. I need to cut down this tree.
So, yeah. So, he camps in it. It's very small. It has a little Here, I'm going to mute him, but it has like a stove on the side of it. It's a decommissioned postal vehicle to get down the train tracks. And these tracks were, you know, haven't basically been...
Yeah, abandoned.
Yeah, they were abandoned, but they're sitting there. And so he has all this infrastructure to ride on. He goes across bridges at times during the video, you know, that are just sitting there, and he can get miles and miles down. It is battery operated, just like the Honda, where he pedals it.
Oh my gosh.
But like, if you pop those wheels off and stuck those track wheels on it, I mean, it would be, you know.
Well, I'd have to be fast because Amtrak is going to be really angry.
I know, but this is like a product for literally this guy, you know.
Exactly.
Needs to have that device.
Yeah. But you know, Amazon is using something similar all over the city. Do you have that out your way too?
No. So I guess population density is not dense enough for that.
Okay.
But that makes sense. I mean.
Yeah, I was expecting something bigger than that. Yeah. But then I said to Dennis, you know, since we're seeing so many of those bike-driven Amazon things, and they look very similar to that. They look like they're electric, but the guy's pedaling it. It's electric-assisted. I guess Honda figured, well, now there's a market to make a lot of these.
Yeah, so. definitely. And I think that the regulation is also on their side. I don't know why.
I think they can use bike lanes.
Yeah, they can use bike lanes. They're smaller, I guess a lot less expensive than a car, even though it is crazy expensive, $25,000. That's still an inexpensive car, you know.
Yeah.
Especially a fleet vehicle is typically like 55 or 60. So if you could get three of these, cover a very dense population with deliveries, makes sense.
Yeah. Well, so it's probably a good time to introduce it because in the city, gas is almost $6 a gallon.
Oh my gosh. I didn't think about that. Is people are using human power and electricity over gas just to avoid? Whew, man, I feel like I read a dystopian book where that was part of the premise. once or twice before.
Yeah. So if you're in New York, the car show opens. I think tomorrow is like $50 day or something for a preview. But the regular car show opens, I believe, on Saturday and is here through the following Sunday. So I think it's like 10 days.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, Del Paco started to keep talking about that bicycle delivery vehicle.
Yeah.
Said useful in Japanese cities, where Honda's from. Absolutely. And also, there's probably an absolute ton of European cities that this would be incredible for, too, where just... walking is more common.
And they were saying it has a closed cabin. Mm-hmm. And they actually did take it out on the test track, and they showed you it can very tight turns and in and out of buoys. Not buoys, orange cones, whatever you auto people call those things.
Pylons, yeah, just traffic cones. Yeah. Traffic cones.
Traffic cones, there you go. There you go.
That's very funny. Okay, very cool. And awesome. Next.
Okay, we have two gadgets in one, and why they work with each other, or why I needed one for the other is clear in the video. And here it is.
Perfect.
Okay, it's not a what the heck is it, but if I told you I bought something from the Song Mics company, SONGMIGS, what do you think I would have bought?
A mic.
Piano?
A piano?
A piano.
I thought you were going to say a microphone for a singer. Okay. So Song Mics makes racks, okay? They make
what?
Spice racks or racks for any
name.
Purpose you want, all right? There's a ton of screws in there. Whoa! All right, the screws have broken through. And all right, they come in a lot of colors. Whoa. Boy, oh boy. I forgot how many I bought. Hang on a second. Let's go over to the thing here. You get four metal shelf organizers, countertop organizers, shelf risers. They're stackable, expandable. I bought white. And I'll tell you why. Is, you know, we have a newish refrigerator and bigger than the old one. And there's not enough room in it. And the top shelf, if you put the additional shelf they give you in there, it's not tall enough for big bottles of soda. So I have a shelf with a lot of room and not enough room for stuff. And I thought, you know, if I got a shelf for inside the refrigerator, and so I typed in Google, can I add a shelf to a refrigerator? And they said, yes, make sure it's vented so the cold can travel through it. So I bought this kit. All right. Now, normally, on each Gizwe show, I have to make three videos about three different gadgets. This will be the first time ever in 20 years I'm doing one video that's going to include two gadgets, because about a month ago I bought the Black Plus Decker Beyond Mini Drill, okay? And this is sold as the furniture building mini drill. This is for people who don't want a big drill. It's only 4 volts, okay, the hex drive. And now I know it's not brand new on the market because I charged it, and it's micro USB. It's not USB-C. All right.
So it's a little interesting. Guy. It can take Allen wrenches.
And
yeah, yes.
Oh, yeah, you know what?
Allen wrench, yep.
You know, when it's in the lock position, you can just use it as a flashlight. All right. So the kit, charging cable. You got a spare one of these for some reason. And let's see what else you get in the kit. Boy, it's an awful lot of instructions for a little dinky thing. You get bits. All right. Well, this is going to be good for what I need, because you need to put those legs on the cabinet. All right. And it's one of those where you don't need a chuck. You know, I guess all drills this way, you don't need a chuck anymore.
Yeah, a lot.
Be wanting forward. All right. It seems to be in there now. Those screws are so many.
How many are there?
So many that we're going to see if my plan to do two things in one video. All right. These screws are everywhere. We don't need no stinking instructions. I'm assuming the screws go in from the top, because they're flathead on the top. And
is it magnetized?
I don't know if it is magnetized.
That makes a big difference.
Boy, if it was magnet.
There's maybe zinc screws, so they may not.
I think this is not going to be good. It should be magnetized. All right, so this is bizarre.
Oh.
These screws, there's no place for a hex or a Phillips. They're just blank. Dennis thinks maybe you're supposed to screw them in by hand.
Allen
wrench.
So
I went to the toolbox machine screw that actually has a place
maybe
for
maybe that thing in the box
a
was
Phillips,
a oh no,
drill.
It
was. That thing in the box was a tool.
Yeah.
But right, that so should good. Accept that tool.
Get it out. This has reverse.
Mm-hmm. But this little thing, when you learn the price, right. I think you'll be all surprised.
Right. So as you can see, it is not for building buildings and stuff, but it's pretty neat. Okay, so we took everything out of the refrigerator, which was stacked one on top of the other, on top of the other. So now this little shelf, I don't know if yogurt. Okay, yogurt goes under, so that's good. There is a cheese has to go above.
Yeah.
Because it's short, not, it's longer than the shelf. That can go above or below.
Green cheese above, because I use it a lot.
Orangey stuff, jelly, something jelly things. We should have thought about labeling these. And then we have different red stuff. Do you have this in your refrigerator? And then we I have a lot of red stuff, okay? Could be tomato sauce. It could be cranberry sauce. It could be
red cabbage.
Red cabbage. It could be poisonous. Cheese. Cheese can go up there. That's good. That's gorgonzola. That's grated cheese. Anyway, you see that this really... Now, you have to make sure the shelf you buy is vented. Although, with all the stuff I have up there, there's not a lot of ventilation going on. But this should be fine. It's a way to really add space to a cabinet, but I wanted it for the refrigerator. And so pretty much everything on that shelf is back in place, but now there's a lot more room up there. Even made a little extra room down on the bottom.
Okay, over now. At Pulse TV, there it is, the Beyond Furniture Assembly Electric Screwdriver. It is $17.99 for one, or two for $34, $33.98.
This seems like a good deal, because at Esty, it's the screwdriver Beyond, so it's the same one. It's $48. And over at Desert Court, is it? Black & Decker looks the same, but they call it the Max. And there it's $36.48. That's it. I'm done screwing around.
I like that. I really like the drill and the shelves, both. I think that was a perfect solution for your...
It's kind of stupid that, I mean, it's the Frigidaire. Don't they know 2-liter bottles?
I know.
To make it so that you put the top shelf in, you can put in a 2-liter bottle. Although you have to understand, I can only look at apartment-sized refrigerators.
Right, right. I wonder if this is a rabbit hole to send you down, is do they sell glass the size of the other glass, but like half the width or something, you know? So
I see what you said. Yeah.
Is you can, I wonder if you could buy third party like glass that'll fit in there, into the grooves that are on the sides already. Something to look at. Oh, did I lose you?
But you know what?
Oh, yeah.
Did what?
Sorry.
No, it froze for one second.
It froze for a second. I saw that too.
Yeah. Well, you know what? If I make another shelf that size and put it next to it, I'll have essentially done the same thing.
Exactly. It fits so well in there. Yeah. And the fact that you could stick one either in front of it and make it a deeper shelf, or put another one on top if you had... Yeah. You know, stuff that could still fit under and like really thin thing. Like, you know, you can mess around with it. I like it. And at $7 a shelf, that's not that bad.
No, and they come in black and tan and gray, and you can stack them too.
Yeah. When you stack them, let me get over there. You can screw in the screw through the foot, and then they're attached.
Yes.
Oh. That's really nice. They're just one piece, basically, at that point.
Yeah,
that's really nice. Oh, that is nice. Yeah. Dark brown, black, gray. Yeah, I like that. And then here is a screwdriver. I think that that Allen wrench thing.
Yes, and there's another, we can't tell you the brand name, but I think you...
I wonder who it is.
Guess from the logo. Yeah.
We won't tell you the brand. I think that is really cool. I like the light. I like how simple it is. I like that chuck system that it has. It goes slow enough to screw stuff in. And, it's only a screwdriver. It's just not a drill at all.
That is correct. It can take drill bits, but it's really made for, I believe the ad copy says, build furniture 3 times faster.
Right.
With this, yeah.
Right. I think its biggest downside is that micro USB charging.
Exactly.
That was USB-C, I'd be like, absolutely, recommend that.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah,
that's great. Okay, well, with that, 2-1, it is time to get a little crappy.
You don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okie dokie, the patrons were polled as to what theme they would like, and here are the themes. We got photography gadgets. This was suggested by Stephen and Ken and Mary. Ken and Mary were suggested, and Stephen Miller did as well. And then we got cooking gadgets, things to help you cook in the kitchen, all those good things. Springtime gadgets. It's finally time to kind of go outside. Maybe some things for Easter, backyard tools, pool accessories, gardening things, stuff for the springtime. What are you thinking?
Okay. Springtime, photography.
And cooking.
I guess cooking.
Cooking? I may have spoiled it because I kind of brought
I think you did. I was trying to think. How do you use the pie pan on your camera?
Yeah, exactly. It says cooking gadgets. Da, 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 da. It was a very close vote, honestly. It was pretty close on that one. Now, here is the gadget. And you are incorrect. It is not a pie pan. What?
Oh, I thought it was. I thought it was a pie crust.
This gadget be? And there's a bit of a story on my end about this gadget, so I do kind of want to spend some time showing it off. Here it is.
Oh my God! How big is the coffee pot you have?
Exactly. It looks now like a coffee filter when you pull it out.
Yes.
It's not. So this is a type of paper. What this is, and it is not for baking pies. Not for baking pies.
Wow.
Okay.
Changing.
So my story with this gadget is I actually bought this as a backup gadget in August. And at the time I had an air fryer, and these are air fryer liners. They will line those air fryers that have those circular bases on them so that you don't have to clean up any type of mess. My problem is that my air fryer broke in February. So the whole thing that I had bought it to test out broke. I never got a chance to try them out myself. And so now I just have the liners. It comes with a pack of 100 liners. So there's a ton in here. They're all super duper thin. And it got really good reviews. And I've seen a ton of these type of thing, all over. So they make them in square liners if you happen to have a square air fryer. They make them in different sizes. So this one is, if I read the dimensions, I guess 3 to 10 quart. So if you need a larger version, there are, like this is a 5 to 8 quart.
Wow,
right?
Who knew?
Right.
Who knew?
So if you need larger sizes, that's 300 pieces. That is insane. I mean, if you ate air fryer every day, it would last you a year. Like, that's absolutely crazy. So it's a way to just line the inside. It says that it can get up to, where's the degrees? I think it's, you know, it can go, air fryers typically just like hot, sometimes medium. But they're designed to withstand those temperatures. Here it is, heating up to 428 degrees. Just a way to kind of clean up kind of quickly. It came in.
No, that's clever. That's
this clever. With absolutely no branding. So right. High quality. Yeah, exactly. You could just leave it next to the air fryer and pop those in when you did it. And so,
are you not going to buy a new air fryer?
So, no, I don't really have a current desire to. Not that style. I'd probably get a toaster oven, air fryer combo.
Yeah, that's
thing
what we have
again. Yeah. There we go. That's it for the Krabby Corner. So more cooking gadgets to come, and all sorts of things. And I've already gone through some fun options. So really looking forward to it. With that, excellent, let's move into Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse for porn.
All right, Mo has another What the Heck Is It? And I just saw the still store frame, and I could not guess from just the picture. So let's see how we do.
Okie dokie, here we are.
So today I have another guess. What the heck is it?
I love the cat.
Trying to see if my
another cat
figures it out. Here it is, the item.
Whoa!
You can pick it up now. Hold on 1 second. Let me just show everything. It comes with a USB charger. These two things here, and if you open, you can open this up, and this is the cable to charge it. And
it looks like a camera at first.
I thought it was a camera.
Pick it up and look at it. I covered the label in the back because it could give it away. So it just has to.
I think I know 100%, though. Only because
I just saw something.
Water purifier? What's that called? Humidifier?
It's the adapters that give it away.
Wow. Yes, exactly. Incredible. I didn't see the adapter.
Right away. Excellent.
A humidifier.
I think it was the giveaway.
The giveaway, I think it's the inside. It looks like the. This part right here kind of looks like the regular humidifier.
Maybe yeah, and then the other thing for me was that
so we can take the label
little
off in the back and they can show it.
Mister thing, I've seen those before, and when I realized it wasn't a camera, it was one of those. I was like, ha ha ha.
Okay, let's try it out. Let me show you how it's supposed to work. It lasts up to 8 hours. It's
but yeah, well, it looks like a camera. It looks like a.
You're at the office.
It does.
Somewhere where you don't have room for a large humidifier.
Look at this cat here on it. Because of Puma.
Take the bottom, screw it out.
Oh, interesting.
Water bottle, keep it away from me. Like that.
Oh.
Is it coming out?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. You don't, that's why you don't do it upside down.
And then you turn it on. It has a, these are for adapters for additional water bottles that you may have that it doesn't fit. Maybe a 2 liter or something, or something like that. You turn it on by just pressing the power button once in the back here. Has a USB port in the back as well.
So you can
it looks like seed.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's on. Yeah, that's for charging. So
there you go.
That's the night light. And you can see it's working.
A little night light.
It's pretty good, right?
And it's like a cool mist.
Okay. Oh. The light is a little bit better. Wow, it works really well. Mm-hmm. So there are different options. It's all in the manual. I think if you press it twice, a second time, what it'll do is it'll do it every 3 seconds. Press it the second time, and it's supposed to be every 3 seconds. See?
Oh, okay.
So you can save the water longer.
It's like 50% mode, basically.
And then the last time it turns off, and you just press it once to turn off the unit, and the whole unit goes off. Cool, right?
I like it. So this could be a 12-ounce bottle. It doesn't matter. As long as the...
2 liter.
Once it's fully charged, which takes 4 to 6 hours, you can use the device portably without a charger continuously for about 8 hours, 6 to 8 hours, according to the website, the webpage. And you can just keep it totally charged all the time and use it. So what do you think about it?
I like it. I think exactly it does exactly what it's supposed to do.
What do you think?
Quickly.
I like it.
It's a cool idea, right?
Mm-hmm. Especially maybe it's dry
on it because of Puma.
Yeah, you could just put it at your desk. Mm-hmm. All right.
And I like the color.
Quick guess on this one. Thank
Puma
you for
put
watching.
A bunch of cat hair on it.
Bye now.
Bye. I love
the cat. The cat. Let me check that out.
I like that gadget a lot. Yeah, absolutely. I forget what the name of that little humidifier. It like makes the air instantly, you know, it takes the water and micro particles it into the air, which is a great way to as a humidifier to get that water into the air. So yeah, really, really cool. I like that.
I forgot how much it was. Was it $25 or $27?
I don't have a link to it at the moment, so.
did I not send you a link?
I don't. Let me double check. There's that. And maybe I didn't copy it. It might be my fault.
I thought I did, but.
No, I don't. I don't have got a link at the moment, but that's okay. We'll email it over, and I'll put it in the show notes.
I will. Okay.
Yeah. Perfect. Let's move on to the letter. Before that.
Yep. We're looking for more videos. Okay. Anything to do with the gadget? 1 to 3 minutes. Horizontal format when you shoot it. Just make sure we can see the gadget, hear your voice, put it up on YouTube. You can click unlisted when you upload it, and that way only people with the URL will be able to see it. And email that to us, mail@gizwiz.tv. And anything to do with a gadget, and if we use it on the show, we use 99% of everything we get. You'll get the current issue of Mad. This is not supposed to be released until April 15th, but one of the writers accidentally showed it, so I'll show it.
Ooh.
You'll get June issue of Mad, which is all about late night television.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
Colbert leaving and all what's going on. That's what you'll be playing for. So get your video in, mail@gizwiz.tv. Anything to do with a gadget.
Do it now. With that, let's move on to the letter.
Become the letters, your lovely letters. Become the Gizwiz letters now.
Now, I have a very interesting letter. It is from Mike Carty, C-A-R-T-Y. He said, I want to contribute some information about the author clock from episode 2484. Last week, that was our warehouse video. Jeff bought something for $5. He said the author clock was originally a Kickstarter project. Earning $1,316,000 in pledges. It then moved over to Indiegogo, where it got $2.25 million. Oh, my God. He said it took, evidently Mike bought one. He said it took several years for them to create it and produce it. There were many delays, and shipping costs were much higher than originally forecast. In the end, I paid $50 for shipping and insurance and $234 for the large version of the clock. It shipped in January, and I received it in February. They are currently on sale. How much are they at MoMA?
This is the large one for $370. Then the
$370 for the large.
The small one is $209.
$209.
And then it looks like we got... What's the difference? I think this is just the color. The color is different. Okay. So you got the... But these are 200 and 300 as well.
Yeah, 200, 300. And he said, so Jeff, who bought one for $5 at Goodwill, had quite a deal.
Yeah.
And he said, I'll put the links to the two websites where they're collecting money, he said, because the comments on both of those platforms are quite a thing to read. I can imagine.
Oh my gosh.
The complaints from people.
Yeah.
Anyway. So Mike, thank you.
Yeah. And that's insane. So they went to Kickstarter, raised $1 million, $1.3 million, went to Indiegogo, raised $2.5 million. For those keeping count, that's $3.7 million. And then they sell it, you know, for $200-something. So something popped up on my feed while just living life, and I instantly was reminded of this gadget that we had been talking about. So this YouTuber kind of content guy was covering an e-ink display that is so similar to the Noma, except it's open source. Anyway, I want to actually play a little bit of his video because
First up, open hardware.
I kind of jumped in a little bit. So
in the original video, I noted that because the firmware was open source and
this is talking about
components were proprietary.
A product called what is it called? I forgot what the name of the product. Anyway, this is a completely different product he's talking about. For clarity,
You could theoretically build your own terminal with the same components, but in the same way that you can theoretically build your own car engine. That is to say, not easily and not without expertise. Their documentation heavily suggested that a hardware build guide was soon coming, but at the time of my video, it hadn't arrived. I said it was kind of beyond me why a for-profit company would help you build a competitor to their own product, especially for less money, and I suspected that the guide would never come. But I was wrong, because not only did they do it, they went dramatically further than they ever promised, and way further than a build guide. Terminal now officially supports running their platform on Kindle, Nook, Android tablets, iPads, Kobo e-readers, Raspberry Pis, and third-party e-ink displays like the tiny XTE Ink X4 I showed in a prior gift guide. But it also extends to open hardware, using various e-ink panels and microcontrollers. There's even a partnership with Seed Studio selling an official 7.5-inch DIY kit with an ESP32-S3 board, the same thing that's in here, a battery, and an e-ink panel for $97 total, including the software license, nearly $40 less than Terminal's own device. And Terminal helped co-develop
it. How funny.
What? This is a company actively helping.
Right. Isn't that crazy? Yeah. So the way that this works, and I think he explains it a little better over here, is that it's kind of a dumb display that uses servers to generate the image that it'll display, which is exactly the same thing that this Noma device is doing. Every minute it calls, searches its device, and just gives you an image of the time. You could easily code a copycat into this with any ink display, any iPad, anything, or build your own for, as we just heard, $97 from a store where they'll tell you how to do it. it really kind of put into perspective this $200, $250 device that, you know, he picked up at Goodwill that had this insane big Kickstarter campaign. It started making me feel a little icky. It's like they raised $3 million
and
this other competition named Terminal, kind of spelled a little funky, is doing it, but in an open way. You know, I watched this whole video. The content creator is praising this company for how well they're doing. It really kind of put in perspective this other product. Anyway, a little bit of an update about that author clock.
Boy, we got a lot of mileage out of that for $5.
Exactly. You never know what you're going to find in Goodwill.
Yeah. Thank you, Jeff. And thank you, Mike.
Thank you. Thank you so much. A big thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. You guys support us every single episode. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for your continued support of our show. If you like the show, please consider giving back over at patreon.com/gizwiz. That's where you can support us every single episode. And you can also vote on the crappy corner theme. Here's that post. It would become unlocked if you join. Big thank you to those of you who voted to choose the crappy corner theme. You can head on over to our website, gizwiz.tv. That's where we're live just about every episode. We're live. And you can also click on the Patreon tab at the top of the website. Scroll down there. That big banner will take you to our Patreon page. You can also support us via PayPal down here with this tiny little link. We are live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern time. Just about. When we're live, the live stream will update on our website, and if there's ever a schedule change, it'll be listed at the top of the website. Join the chat room and chat along with all the fantastic folks in our community as we record the show live. There's a lot of familiar and fantastic people in there, so join along. And then if you miss an episode, it's all there on our website, gizwiz.tv, or you can head on over to our YouTube page or Apple Podcast. We are all over the internet. Head on over to gizwiz.biz. That's Dickie D's website where he writes articles about every gadget that we cover on the show. So if you ever need a reminder or a link back, that is the place to go, gizwiz.biz. While you're there, play What the Heck Is It? The game show online where you gotta guess this gadget. It was a real gadget. It was once purchased and used. Or maybe it wasn't used. Maybe not. If you think you know what this is, get a guess in. And this is in the cooking category for sure. It's how to make long pasta slices out of your pasta. You can mark it down.
Oh, wow, you're so good.
Scoop that out, the pasta. If you think you know what this is, get a guess in. 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers, 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers. So get a guess in over at gizwiz.biz. That about wraps up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.